Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the SC Playbook Question and Answer podcast for NRL Supercoach Round 5. Tim Williams on deck to take the questions from the SC Playbook subscribers. Excited for today's show where, as always, I'll go through all of the questions plaguing Supercoaches heading into the weekend of Supercoach action. I will update my trade plans, my sit v starts, my skippers, all that good stuff that may or may not have changed over the last couple of days. Now, going to get straight into it this week. First question from Benjamin Fuser. Who would you drop out of Ben Trbojevic or Satili Tupanua for Kai Pierce Paul? I would drop Satili Tupanua out of those two. I just think back to the bench now, no guarantee to start again. Benny Trbojevic is what, a bit over 100k cheaper, got the dual position, at least he's starting. So I'll chat on Benny Trbojevic nice and early because there'll be a few questions whether I think he's a hold or a sell. Look, no strong feelings either way. I am inclined to hold him just at his value. I think at 310k for a bloke that in no time at all, he could be playing 80 minutes again. Maybe I'm being a little bit ambitious with that one, but we have seen his minutes regress across the first four rounds. Starting from round one, he's gone 72, 80, 61, 50. Two brutal matchups to come against Penrith out of Brookie Oval in Manly and then the Warriors over in New Zealand. Look, if he was 350k plus, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? He could drop some serious money here, not worth it, da-da. But at 310k, I just feel like there's more to get out of Ben Trbojevic. I think he's a good footballer. He's far from being a star, but he's still settling into the NRL as certainly as a starting back rower. So, as I said, maybe I'm being ambitious. I just think at 310k, we can eke a bit more out of Benny. So, I'm looking to hold Ben Trbojevic. I think if he's, I'll probably say this a few times on today's show, but I think it is important to note that, like, if he's your ticket to Blaise Talangi, who is the number one most traded in this week, play this week at 204k, very low break even, a ton of money incoming, sell him, like, absolutely fine and a great cash generation play. But if there's other players you can trade out, I'm not against it all holding on to Ben Trbojevic. He does, you know, off the back of 50 minutes last week, where he actually got amongst the action. He had 36 points in 50 minutes with all 36 in base, which is great going for Benny. So, yeah, I wouldn't be playing in my 17 if you can avoid that one there. Next question from Maddie. Is Taylan May and Renato Mulitalo to Val Holmes and Blaise Talangi good trade options this week? Look, I've spoken at nauseam this week about Taylan May, so I won't go into that too much more. I think he's a hold. I think there's more to offer. I think the attacking stats are going to come. I don't think he's made enough money. So, look, I'll be happily holding Taylan May. Do note, of course, though, that the Panthers do have the bye next week. But, look, if you're set on trading him, that's fine. Does mean you certainly don't have to hold and that the signs haven't been terrific. Well, certainly the scoring hasn't been very good so far this season. Three-round average of about 37. Mulitalo, it's funny. It's a great example of, and I know that it's only 1 week, but for players that have been around the NRL and in turn around Supercoach for a long time, just talking about like really small sample sizes that we see that don't sort of trend the same way as the way their career has panned out. And Renato Mulitalo has never been a big base stat winger. Certainly a very good winger, a good Supercoach winger, but the first 3 weeks he was basing about 31 per game. Just look at his numbers now. He based 14. against the Raiders on the weekend with plenty of points in that game. So just to go back to that one for anyone listening in who doesn't know what base stats are, they're basically like the floor of what a player will score if they have no additional sort of attacking stats added to their game. So it's made up of your runs plus your tackles minus your missed tackles. So in this instance, Mulitalo scored 2 tries against the Raiders and scored 78. But, you know, essentially his work rate was 14 points. So was very reliant on those tries. In terms of the sell, look, if that base was higher and it was close to the first 3 weeks, I would have been a little bit tempted to hold. What games coming up after the bye against the Bunnies, Cowboys, Raiders again, Dragons. So it's a pretty good run. Some defensively questionable sides there. Break-even 81. He's made 100K since most people bought him in on the buy. Look, I can see why you'd sell. Val Holmes, I don't need to talk too much about him. He's an absolute star. Probably every chance to be the top scoring, top averaging CT dub this season. So frightens me not to own Val this week. But, yeah, looks a really good buy. Next one from Cameron is Benny Chaboyevich to Angus Crichton, a good buy. A decent trade, I should say. No, I don't think so. I know whilst Carlos, the 2019 runner-up in the Weekly Wrap podcast, said that he saw enough from Crichton in his 26 minutes on the weekend against the Panthers. I don't know if whilst is going early on him or not, but whilst was happy to, or you know, wasn't against people doing it. Look, the reality is he didn't get picked the first 2 rounds. He's played a grand total of 51 minutes this season. He wasn't very good last year, averaging 40 points in his 11 games. I agree with Walls. He really caught my eye coming off the bench against Penrith, running some pretty vintage lines. At 409K, he could be every chance to be a terrific buy in coming weeks. But let's just see what minutes play out. Let's see how he looks. You know, that game against the Doggies is meant to be an absolute bog. Torrential rain forecast for sort of Friday, Saturday in around Sydney, Newcastle and all those areas. He's got a break even of 74 as well. Like, there's every chance that if you buy him this week, he loses money. So going early on a player where there's a few question marks around, if you're going to do it, it's generally because, you know, they've got a low break even and you don't want to miss out on that first cash rise. Or, you know, it might be a really high upside player like an outside back or a spine player who's got a really soft matchup in good conditions. Crichton is none of those things. He could be the best back rower in Supercoach once again, and I hope he is because I can't wait to snuffle him up in a few weeks if he does, but it doesn't need to happen this week. Couple of questions in and around Morgan Smithies. The first one from Matt. Do you think Talangi is playable, likely to outscore Smithies as last reserve? And then again from Lachlan, sell Burbo or Smithies to buy Kaipis Paul. Smithies is he shouldn't be a tough one because he's exactly what you see is what you get. He's playing good minutes. He's averaging 69 minutes per game. They have dropped a little bit the last 2 weeks to 58 and 67. He's no frills. There is no attacking upside. I think he's had 2 tackle breaks this season, no offloads, no attacking stats. You know, it's a reminder that you have to have some sort of attacking go to you, no matter how good your base is, to be super coach relevant, because Smithies is getting through plenty of work, but just no attacking stats to boost to that 47-point average to, you know, 55 to 60. Talangi over Smithies. I think it is meant, so it's meant to be wet in Canberra over the weekend. But I think, just checking, I think by Sunday it's clearing. Sunday, a lot better. So that becomes far more playable for Blaze Talangi. It's a tough one because it sort of comes down to how do you super coach? Do you want to take the pretty safe 40 to 50 from Smithies, or do you want to go risk v reward with Talangi, who could go anywhere from 20 to 100, really? Yeah, I'd be tempted to go chase the upside in Talangi. Now, the Raiders conceded 36-odd points on the weekend. Talangi 48 in a relatively low scoring affair against the Tigers. Looks lively, bust tackles, some good attack in him. I would lean towards playing Talangi. In terms of selling Burbo or Smithies, far out, look. It's a tough question. Some difficult ones coming in early. 397K, Burbo's 310. Problem is we don't know their minutes. Like, if Smithies was guaranteed 65 plus, I'd just lock him in because he gets through his work. He's going to fall over line to do something at some point attack-wise, surely. Burbo at 65 plus, you know, he will find attack in a good team. But Burbo played 50 last week. So when this question is completely around potential minutes, we just don't know. So I don't want to have a guess and get it wrong for you because it's very hard. Question from Peachy. Thoughts on selling Brooks? I'll be running Strange and Galvin at 5'8", but it'll also allow me to pick up Kypis Paul, Bostock and Blaze this week for some unreal cash gen. Yeah, look, they look like pretty good trades to me, especially if you're looking at your side and you need a bit of you do need cash incoming. It's a real – that Galvin suspension was a real dagger because in no time at all he's looked like a very playable 5'8 option. Even a week ago I was sort of sitting there going, oh, you don't really want to be stuck playing Galvin, but boy, he just looks the goods and a terrific super coach scorer. So, look, in terms of Brooks – I want to back him in, and I'm happy enough to hold because I think he's really good. I've said a few times this week across different podcasts, but it was just too bad to be true that Dragons came for Manly. You just put a line through it, like Tommy Turbo dropped 5 balls or something. Chez had a stinker. They'll come good. Just the draw. Like, honestly, if it was anyone but Penrith this week in wet weather, I'd be fine with Brooksy as a whole, but, you know, 2 tough weeks in a row. I can certainly see why people are selling. I'm going to be holding because he's my halfback this week with Nicho Hynes on the bye. Look, if he can get me 40, I'll probably take it. Tough matchup there. Question from Stephen. I currently have Turbo and Patch at fullback. Do I sell Turbo for Ponga or sit with who I have? Thanks, mate. Love the pod. Thank you, mate. I don't buy in as much to this fullback rotation policy that the Spy flaunts and has unsuccessfully used so far this season, especially when it's involved. Like, it doesn't matter who your fullbacks are, whether it's Latrell, Turbo, Ponga, Pappy, Drinky, they're all such stars of both the NRL and NRL Supercoach. And when you're trying to round out your team early in the season and get a strong, certainly 17 together, you're selling one gun for another gun. And these guns are all just as likely to ton up as each other each week. Look, I know this week it doesn't bode that well for Tommy against Penrith in the wet and for someone like Drinkwater who has the tremendous matchup. The Ponga matchup against the Dragons, like, there is a shit ton of rain. There's about 4 inches of rain predicted for Newey, I believe, for Friday. If that comes in, or even a quarter of that comes in, it's going to be tough going scoring. So that could be an absolute dogfight and a slugfest. So, look, I can see why people would do it. I know Guru's looking at getting rid of Tommy Turbo this week. I know the Spy's looking at getting rid of Tommy Turbo this week. But I sit there and I go, early in the season, I look at problem areas in my team. Where do I need to fix? Where do I need to round out this team to give myself a confident, strong 17 week in, week out? Fullback ain't it. I've got Ponga and Turbo, and I'm very happy with it. I've got no reason to want to trade those guys. If I didn't own Ponga, would I be going Turbo to him? No, I wouldn't. Apologies, guys. I'd have to get this a little bit quicker today. So what's happened is the Halfback podcast with Sammy Williams and Jimmy Hughes, work commitments elsewhere, not for myself, have meant that that's been pushed back to this afternoon. So I'm doing Q&A a little bit earlier this week, and I'm also doing the Supercoach show at Supercoach headquarters at the Telegraph there at about 11. So just a bit of a tighter schedule. So let's rip through a few more. Question from Tyson Jones, morning, Timmy. How many trades have you used after this weekend? I have 41 trades with 5 boosts after this week. Trade hoarder. Mate, you are doing very well, showing some serious restraint. I have used, I used one trade in round 2, thankfully, because I've gone pretty hard since. And I've used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've used 8 after this week, 9 if I boost, which I'm okay with, and I'm tossing out that boost at the moment. I think I'm going to make it. So that'll be 9 and 2 boosts done for me. I've gone a little bit harder just to get – I've gone a bit harder on the cash generation. I thought last week was a great trade week. This week's a decent trade week, although a lot of the potential cheapies and cash gen guys that look like they'd be good buyers this week from last week haven't quite eventuated. Although Piss Paul and Talangi, who look like they were going to be good buyers last week, still are. So I've used that and really happy with the cash generation in my team, how my squad is shaping up. My third trade, which I'll get to shortly, if I do it and boost, it's really going to strengthen my team and have me well placed going forward. So I've gone harder than I probably normally would have this early on, but I'm also happy to set up my team this early in the season and save a few trades around that, you know, from next week, round 6, 7, 8, 9, knowing that I've got a stronger 17 running out each week. So, yeah, looking to save a couple over the next month. I'll still be making 2 most weeks, but if I can save one here or there, pretty happy with where that's at. You've saved plenty. Question from Will Sampson. Great work so far from you and the team this season. Thank you, mate. Alternative captaincy choice to Ponga. Weather shaky. I have no good alternatives. Could go high risk VC Ponga C Hammer. Mate, it's a bludger around for captains, isn't it? Like, Ponga is by so far the standout. If it was dry conditions against the Dragons, it is not. Look, it doesn't mean Ponga can't score well. And if it was normal rain in wet conditions, I'd be fine with it. But the amount of rain predicted, that becomes just tough going for a bloke who started slow, Supercoach-wise, in the first few rounds of the season. Obviously bounced back in recent weeks. Alternative options, yeah, God, Hammer against the Tigers. If it's that bad, the rain, I might be doing similar. That terrifies me. You know what, I'd probably go Dylan Brown against the Raiders on a dryish surface in Canberra on Sunday night ahead of Hammer, just because he's so much more reliable. So I actually don't mind Dylan Brown. He was a whisker from having 3 line breaks on the weekend and could have scored a lot better. The Raiders defence has been a bit up and down, so Brown's an option. I think if you own any Cowboys in that game, well, namely Val Holmes, Drinkwater, I'd just be lock and loading them in the dry, hopefully in Townsville against the Titans. Definitely best matchup of the week. Who else do we have? Look, I'm looking at going Ponga at this stage. I've got Reece Robson there, who my concern with Robson is I can see the Cowboys doing a lot of damage on the Titans' edges and just Robson slinging early ball, but Robson a potential option. If you can get one major attacking stat there, that becomes 60 to 70. You know, if they do put a bit of a score on them, he jags a bit more, it can be more, but he just doesn't have the upside. Like, he had 3 try assists against, who was it the other week? Someone. And he scored for 98 points. So, yeah, that's the way I'm leaning. Guys, for anyone out there that listens to me talk about Gareth White and his team at Seacale each and every week, and I talk about reaching out and getting a little bit of a hand if you have a gambling problem and struggle on the punt, struggle to control your limit and what you do there, and you get a little few butterflies, negative butterflies, that is, the sick-feeling butterflies, not the excitable butterflies, in your tummy when I read it out. You might know deep down, even if you don't want to entirely admit it, that maybe you do struggle a little bit with your gambling and keeping in control of it, and that's absolutely fine. But look, if that's you, you might not even be a problem gambler. You might not be losing a ton of money, but you might be getting a little bit out of control with it. Get proactive about it. Get in front of it before it turns into something that can become costly to to your, firstly, your bank account, but your relationships, whether it's with your partner, your family, whoever that might be, and reach out to Gareth and his team. It's completely confidential. So if that's a concern for you, not that it shouldn't be, but completely confidential, it's free of charge. Gareth is an absolute legend, a fiend for Supercoach, a fiend for the Cronulla Sharks. So he's got a bit of pep in his step at the moment. I don't think he's missed a game this season. That's not just the Sharkies. That's across the entire of the NRL. So reach out to the team at Sequel, guys. To do so, email Gareth at gareth.w@ccal.org.au. Ccal is spelled C-E-C-A-L. You can give them a buzz on 02-9559-4013, or you can flick them a message on Instagram at ccalgambling. Guys, it doesn't matter where you are in Australia. You can have a chat to him over phone. If you prefer to meet up down the track, you can do that as well. I know Gareth often hits the road and travels around country, Australia, to go meet people and have a chat with people. And the chat ends up being 90% Supercoach and about 10% helping the punting, because he's a good fella. So do that if you think that you are doing a little bit tough on the punt. Question from Rick Saunders. Is Val a must-have this week against the Titans in the dry, considering all the wet weather games this weekend? You've just got to look ahead further than 1 week. And that's the problem that a lot of super coaches have.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Val Holmes, you'd near tip to be the top scoring player this week. He'll be every chance. If you've got him, you probably captain him. If not him, like him, Drinky, whoever it might be. But it's 1 week. Like, firstly, the 144 against the Dragons drops out of his rolling average after this week. So while there's every chance to go well against the Titans, if the Titans do turn up and he scores 50 to 60, or, you know, on the right edge for the Cowboys, they have a lot of success early on in the game. And they go down the right edge a lot, and Val doesn't see a lot of ball at left centre and he scores lower. Well, then that break-even skyrockets. That then goes into Parramatta at CommBank Stadium in Sydney. Then the Sharkies at Shark Park in Sydney, into Penrith in 3 weeks' time. So, look, hardly terrifying matchups for the first two, but still two good football sides away from home. So, like, yeah, I'd love to own Val Holmes, and particularly this week, but is he the right play moving forward? Yes, he's a good player moving forward, but he's not a must-have, because it's not like he's got, you know, three of the softest games ever coming up. He can go on a tear of a 100-plus average. He might, but just got to look a little bit further than just 1 week ahead. Question from Homer. With the wet weather around, is it smarter to play someone like Morgan Smithies instead of someone like Jackson Bolo? Not much upside to Smithies, but the attacking players might be limited this weekend. In that instance, yeah, for sure. I think for a few reasons there, Manly in the wet, but just playing it's Penrith. So I would not be playing Paulo. I would play the base stat player in Morgan Smithies in that one. I mean, it all depends who the winger is and who's going to be affected in the rain. Like, if it's a base stat winger who they're going to come out and get their 30 to 35 in base and hopefully jag some attack, I think it's fine. If it is a base stat winger in a team that's playing in the wet, that, you know, struggles, then that becomes a little bit different. Like, as an example there, I'm just looking through the Friday-Saturday games around Sydney that, are meant to be the most impacted. There are a few players like Zach Lomax, maybe Joey Manu, Jacob Kiraz, these guys who, even if they're low-scoring games and the attack's limited, I think you can still play them with enough confidence and, not be too concerned. Obviously, you know, they're gun CTW examples, so it's maybe a bit of an exception. But, you know, you look at someone, I know he's just done his hamstring, but if it was Alex Johnston in the wet for the Bunnies, who's probably going to have about 14 in base and really needs to score tries, I'd be a lot more concerned at playing someone like him. So, yeah, mate, I'd play Smithies out of him and Baller. Question from Jacob Paley. Thanks for the pods this week. Hearing you verbalise some of my thoughts has given me some clarity on my decisions. Happy days, mate. Hopefully there are correct decisions and good advice. Well, time will tell. Using my second boost this week and prepping my side for Cleary to return in a few weeks, do you have any early plans for buy planning? I haven't even thought about it yet, but have a feeling it's going to creep up on us very quickly. Yeah, that's, we're about that time, aren't we? The next couple of weeks, I will start really looking into that. I still use looking ahead at the first major bye week. If I'm tossing up between two players and really struggle to split them, I find that's a really good way to do that and make a decision going, all right, I can get this guy in and, you know, I'll have them as an extra player, hopefully speaking, ideally speaking, for that first major bye week. But the next couple of weeks is where we really start to look into bye planning. So over the next sort of 2 to 3 weeks, we'll look at getting some buy planning around Origin sorted up on the website. We'll obviously introduce that content into our weekly podcasts. And yeah. Question from AK Dean. Talangi in for Salmon or Torpicky? I have enough sitting at CTW that has dual position for 5'8". Strange. I prefer to keep Torpicky, but unsure when he's back in the team. Thoughts? Mate, I'd trade Torpicky. At least Salmon's still playing. He's starting. Torpicky could be the third choice fullback now. He went well the first few weeks, but look, Chance Nichol-Cookstad's back. You've got Tuivasa Sheck, who very may well play fullback if Chance goes down. Obviously, Torpicky missed last week with a concussion, so not necessarily, but Torpicky could play next week if something happens to Chance, but he also might not. He could miss. He might not play in early game for 6-8 weeks if there's no injuries. So, mate, I'd be holding Salmon of that one, of those two, I should say. Question from one of the greats of the Twitter space as well, Mike Roke. Mate, message me. Get me that pronunciation right. I don't know. Timbo, I have to find a Metcalf replacement. Looking at two options. Straight to Dearden or straight Strange to 5'8 and bring in Talangi and bank the cash. That would mean my starting half is Hutcho and 5'8 Strange, which is better. Mate, I would be going option two, getting Talangi, banking that cash. I'm assuming you've got probably, would it be maybe Nico Hines there at halfback. So you'd need, obviously on the bye this week, so you need a halfback. So look, if you need to play Hutcho for 1 week at halfback, it's fine. I know the weight against the Roosters, far from ideal, but does base well. He'll run the ball, can hopefully get you a minimum of 30 or 40, throw in any attack, and maybe that becomes 50+. At the same time, you've got Talangi in there who's going to bank, hopefully, tons and tons of cash. So, yeah, it's a, like, 1 week of potential pain and, like, let's say Dearden comes out and gets 80 or 90 and Hutcher gets 40 or 50. 40 to 50 point swing, obviously, but getting in Talangi there, who could make 70K this week alone, could make 150K over the next 2 weeks, I would be taking that cash and doing that, as tempting as Dearden is for that matchup against the Titans. Question from Bainan, trade Turbo or Trail to Drinkwater for a pod under 10% ownership, or save the trade because two sideways, love the content, mate. Thank you, matey. Turbo, I wouldn't trade to Drinky. Trell, yeah, look, the Bunnies just look terrible. They go forwards ordinary. Playing the Warriors this week in wet conditions, who have a far superior forward pack. So it could be tough going for Trell. So while I spoke a little bit before about full back rotations, if you do have Trell, I think him to Drinky this week looks a pretty good trade plan. All right, speaking of trade plans, my trade plans for this week. Still pretty similar to the podcast on Tuesday night. Kai Pierce-Paul in the back row. Blaze Talungi in at obviously CT Dub, because that's where his position is. Moving out, Brendan Piakoura and Tane Taupiki. Now, where it gets interesting, again, what I spoke about the other night, but the boost of Joey Manu. I'm thinking either Burbo or Arthurs to Manu, probably Arthurs. The reason for this is that, like, Benny Chimoyevich looked like such a rock-solid play at in the CT Dub before. An 80-minute back rower, cheap, bit of attacking upside in a pretty decent team. Now that he's playing lesser minutes, he becomes a less reliable play in 17s. I look at Taylan May, who has the bye next week, so going to be down to CT Dub there. Bringing in like someone like Talungi, Strangers move from 5'8 down to CT Dub to accommodate Lockie Galvin. So all of a sudden, CT Dub's just looking a bit weaker for me. I want to strengthen that up. I want to strengthen that up with a bloke with upside. Joey Manu, what's he, about 640K, I think, had, I think, 11 tackle breaks against the Panthers last weekend. Had that try disallowed, would have been nearly a ton if it wasn't controversially disallowed. He's 647K. Match up against the Doggies. The weather is not ideal. I understand that, but I do like Manu. Looks unreal this season. And I know, as Guru alluded to on the Beers and Break Heavens podcast, he burnt me last year doing his hamstring 5 minutes in as captain. He burnt me the year before. I think I sold him for about 2 weeks and he put 180 odd on the Dragons. But he's just such a gun. And to have him available at CT Dub, obviously, like that. So, certainly over the next few weeks, it just strengthens my CT Dub up a little bit and my overall scoring. Even like I look at, I've got Tommy Turbo and Luke Brooks who are playing this week in the wet against Penrith. Questionable scoring from them. Obviously, I'm playing them both. I have to play Brooks at halfback because Hines is on the bye. But yeah, I just want to strengthen my team up a little bit. So using another boost to do so. I dare say I'll be sitting on my hands in terms of boosts for a while now. I mean, I shouldn't say that because if there's a week where it really needs to happen and that the trades are warranted, I will. But, yeah, I've gone relatively hard on trades early, so I'll be looking to hopefully save a few over the next month if I do that. But all that on Benny Chimoyevich, probably going to trade out Jesse Arthurs to him. Pains me a little bit because I'm actually happy with Jesse Arthurs, and it sounds silly because he's what? He scored 32 last week. 3 weeks before, 45, 57, 48. I bought him knowing that he was going to be a bit of a slow burn cash rise. He's earned 45K and I think I played him for a 48 and a 57 or something. So happy enough with all that. But I brought him for the softer run and I've got Melbourne this week, but then it goes into Dolphins, Raiders, Tigers, and more importantly, Reece Walsh back. Like even in his 45 and 32 the last 2 weeks, he didn't have Walsh there. He had Walsh for 4 minutes of the Panthers game. And he's the man that feeds him and a big part of why I bought him. So I would like to hold him, but I just want to strengthen up my CT Dubs there. So looking at doing that and, look, not entirely against getting Arthurs back in at some point, but I think he's probably the one that has to go. As I mentioned, for now, Kalen Pong is going to be my captain. Joey Manu coming in will be my vice-captain. We'll, if the rain's that bad, I'll reassess skippers, but that's where we're at for the time being. Righto, guys, that's it for the SC Playbook Question and Answer podcast for round 5. Good luck to your Supercoach sides and have a cracking weekend. Halfback podcast dropping later on this afternoon. Check that out. A few punting plays, of course, but also we're getting inside the head of one of the smartest footy Malines I've ever met in former Raiders halfback Sammy Williams. So tune into that one, the Sabo, if you need to get your tips in for the office tipping call. Cheers, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.